AM 1230 WJOB here in the region on the 9th month, 22nd day of 2011. We will now go to the phone lines with Jeff Bridges of Bridges Scoreboard. And Jeff, let's talk about Joyce. I talked a little bit about Just for Joyce benefit that you guys are participating in, but tell people about Joyce Harder.
Yeah, how you doing today? Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem, Jeff. I'm doing good. I'm just glad that I have a vehicle to help people out that need help.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, this Saturday we're having a benefit at St. Mary's Hildenbrand Hall on Broad Street in Griffith for Joyce Harder, who's a lifetime resident of Griffith, Indiana. She's been employed at the restaurant. She's been our head chef for 27 years and has just been a great lady to all the people in Griffith and all the kids and everything else. And a few months back, she got diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer, which is a tough battle. She's now going through chemo treatments right now, which she's handling pretty good. She has her ups and downs, but she's just a great lady. She's 62 years old. She's her heart and soul in the town of Griffith, and we're trying to give back with a benefit this Saturday at St. Mary's.
27 years you've known her and helping out, and if anyone's gone over there to eat some of the food, so you know the talent of here. But here's a person that is part of, like you said, the heart and soul of Griffith, and just a benefit like this can get people to go through. And I, being a person who survived cancer, I know the up and down through the chemo, and it's just so much support just having an employer or also your friends at this point. I mean, after 27 years, it's almost like a family member, not so
right.
much an employee.
And she's pretty much like family to everybody at the restaurant. And when we started getting this thing going for the benefit for, a couple people, took charge. Trisha Collins, who's a bartender of mine, who's a Griffith resident, and then Chris Stoddard. And then the rest of the people, we've got a lot of people behind her, supporting her, my brother Scott. And, we're going to have a spaghetti dinner for her on this Saturday at St. Mary's. It starts at 4 o'clock. Anybody's welcome to come that would like. There's going to be a DJ and a band. There's going to be great food. There's going to be desserts. There's going to be raffles. There's going to be auctions. There's going to be tip boards. You name it. We're trying everything we can to. And the whole area really donates a lot of nice stuff for this fundraiser. So I'm really happy. And I'm really proud of the town of Griffith that's going to be rallying behind Joyce here.
Any objects or things that stand out as part of the silent auctions that you can name?
Well, I know there's going to be some Sox tickets. The girls did a bunch of bags with restaurant gift certificates. There's going to be golf bags. There's going to be trips. There's going to be pretty much you name it. It's going to be there. There's going to be all the way from big items to little items to, there's actually we got a raffle for cash going on, too. That's going to be down there. But like I said, kids are welcome, too. Tickets are $10 at the door. They're going to be $5 for kids. They can come to St. Mary's and eat some spaghetti and some salad, and for the adults that are 21, they can drink some cold, cold beverages and enjoy the atmosphere. And Joyce is going to make an appearance, which is going to be nice.
It'll be definitely nice to meet her. I'm looking forward to going out there this Saturday from 4 to 10 p.m. Children are welcome, like Jeff said, $5 only for the kids, so $10 for yourself. I mean, we were talking before the break. I mean, that's two drinks, You get two drinks
right.
Somewhere. You're getting dinner here. It's a spaghetti dinner. It's just so much. You're going to go out to eat on a Saturday night anyway. Why not go out here, go buy some, put some bids on these silent auctions. Christmas is coming around the corner, so you can give someone a really cool gift.
Yeah, the girls did a really nice job. Trisha and Chris are doing the baskets up there real nice. Come on down and get some good spaghetti. I'll be heading up that kitchen putting that spaghetti out. So anybody likes good spaghetti with meatballs, we're going to have it.
Talk a little bit about Joyce and her family a little bit. How are they doing, with this?
With her chemo, it's ups and downs every week. She has two boys, Jeff and Jason Harder. She has one daughter, Jennifer. She is, she's single. So she's pretty much with the kids helping out, and she's got a good friend, neighbor Sue, that really helps her out over there, and some other people that have helped take her back and forth to the hospital. I know she had a couple really bad weeks with the chemo. She struggled a little bit, but I'll tell you what, her PMA, her positive mental attitude is good, and we need to keep it that way. And it's not without a lot of tears. She's had a lot of tears and cries of why that she happened to get this disease, but she's a fighter. She's always came through at the restaurant in the clutch when we've had, you know, big banquets or anything else, and she's always been able to come through with stuff like that. So I think she can beat this.
If people are not able to make it Saturday, is there a way they can help out? Is there a donation center?
There's a fund set up at Griffith Savings Bank on Broad Street in Griffith under the Just for Joyce benefit. If somebody would like to send a check to the fund, they can send it to the Griffith Savings Bank and put on the check Just for Joyce. And the Griffith Savings Bank keeps track of all that, and she has an account set up there on Broad Street.
And this thing is happening Saturday, 4 to 10 p.m. at St. Mary's right there in Griffith. It's going to be a great time for the people, and it really shows that the community can come together and help out and it's to help out with the finances of it, but also, you know what, it really does make people feel really good. I mean, when you're going through treatment, to have that support and you truly see that love and what you mean to the community.
You know, and I've never experienced anything like this kind of disease, and I know what Joyce is going through is hard, but I'll tell you what, when Saturday comes around and she shows up there and sees the support of the town of Griffith and all her friends and family from Bridges Scoreboard, I think it'll really touch her.
Well, Jeff, once again, thanks for giving us a call and informing us about this event. Appreciate you letting people know a little bit more about this wonderful region lady, Joyce, Just for Joyce benefit. Once again, just give everyone the information one more time.
Once again, it'll be this Saturday at St. Mary's Hildenbrand Hall in downtown Griffith Broad Street. It's going to start at 4 o'clock. Tickets are $10. You can buy them at the door. They're $5 for kids. There's going to be a spaghetti dinner with that $10. You're going to get a spaghetti dinner and meatballs and salad. There's going to be desserts for sale to raise money for Joyce. Also, for the adults for 21, there'll be cold beverages. There's also going to be a band and a DJ playing that night. And just, everybody can come in and bring a little money with you, buy some auction items. There's a lot of nice, I've seen a lot of the stuff. And, I mean, anywhere from socks, tickets to golf bags to paintings. I mean, I noticed one little girl yesterday come to the restaurant, and she painted seven paintings for Joyce, and she's like 10 years old.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of nice, yeah.
Yeah, that is tremendous.
A lot of different items, and I think it's going to be a great event, and I think Joyce is going to realize how much she's appreciated in this town.
Well, no problem, Jeff. Have a great day. We'll see you out there Saturday at St. Mary's, my friend. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
I really appreciate you having me. Thanks a lot. You guys do a great job on the radio.
Appreciate it. That's Jeff Bridges of Bridges Scoreboard. They're doing that great benefit for Joyce, Just for Joyce, this Saturday, 4 to 10 p.m. at St. Mary's Hildenbrand Hall, 525 North Lafayette Street in Griffith, Indiana. We'll be back with more Stew for Lunch after these messages.